tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another wonderful episode of the series Dimensions of Islamic Life. And inshallah azza wa jal, in today's episode and program we are going to discuss that personality who is the Khalifa of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Alayhi Rahma, whose famous book, Khazainul Irfan, that mashallah you will find in many of the books, its references in the books of Dawat Islami. And mashallah, you will also find his students writing everywhere in the books of Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah, whose name is Hazrat Allama Maulana Hakimul Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. And today's discussion is the blessings of Sadatul Afazil Hazrat Sayyid Mufti Naimuddin Muradabadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, the Khalifa of Ala Hazrat, the teacher of Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, and the author of Khazainul Irfan, the tafsir that is written on the Hashia of Kanzul Iman, the translation of Quran by Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Alayhi Rahma. Subhanallah. Before we discuss his beautiful personality, let's first and foremost recite Salat al-Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The beloved Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has stated that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, after the recitation of durood and salam in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let's listen to some couplets of Naati Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Andar dilam hawai tu ya Sayyid al-Wara, kaunain az barai tu ya Sayyid al-Wara. Andar dilam hawai tu ya Sayyid al-Wara, imanu dil vilai tu ya Sayyid al-Wara. Imanu dil vilai tu ya Sayyid al-Wara, qurbe atam liqai tu ya Sayyid al-Wara, qurbe atam liqai tu ya Sayyid al-Wara. Andar dilam hawai tu ya Sayyid al-Wara, arshe dilam sarai tu ya Sayyid al-Wara, arshe dilam sarai tu ya Sayyid al-Wara. Kafi ist behre jumla maridan ja balab, kafi ist behre jumla maridan ja balab, yak harf az duae tu ya Sayyid al-Wara, yak harf az duae tu ya Sayyid al-Wara. Andar dilam hawai tu ya Sayyid al-Wara, kaunain az barai tu ya Sayyid al-Wara. Ruhi fida ka yasra'u maulaka fi hawak, ruhi fida ka yasra'u maulaka fi hawak, مطلوب حق رضايت يا سيد الورى، مطلوب حق رضايت يا سيد الورى، اندر دلم هوايت يا سيد الورى، كونين از برايت يا سيد الورى، بايد نعيم خلد نعيم سياه قال، بايد نعيم خلد نعيم سياه قال، نيرد جمب تلايت يا سيد الورى، نيرد جمب تلايت يا سيد الورى، اندر دلم هوايت يا سيد الورى، كونين از برايت يا سيد الورى.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وسلم. Dear viewers of Madani channel, mashallah, this beautiful kalam was composed and written by His Eminence Huzur Sadrul Afazil alayhi rahma. He is an important personality amongst the Khulafa of Ala Hazrat alayhi rahma. Who's Ala Hazrat? Who's the reviver of the Deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Who's the Imam of Al-Sunnah? And he, subhanallah, gave him his khilafah. He made him his successor. And he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Mufti Naimuddin Muradabadi, he was a mufassir. He was an interpreter of the Holy Quran. He was a muhaddith. He had deep-rooted knowledge of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was a munazir. He was a debater who would defend the deen of Islam. He was a khatib, he was a lecturer, and he was an author of many books, and he was a teacher who would teach Islamic sciences, subhanallah, and he was also a political leader of the Muslims. He was also a journalist, mashallah, and this we don't often see, but he was such a diverse and versatile scholar, subhanallah, who had his hand even in the journalism, and he would write columns in newspapers, in magazines, articles, subhanallah. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, was born in Muradabad, India, on the 21st of Safar in the year 1300 Hijri, corresponding to the 1st January 1883, and his birth name was kept as Ghulam Mustafa. But he became famous by the name of Sayyid Muhammad Naimud, subhanallah. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he completed his hifz, the memorization of the Holy Quran, at the age of 8, and he learnt reading and writing Urdu and Persian from his honorable father, Maulana Sayyid Mu'inuddin Nuzhat, rahimahullah. He studied Dars Nizami from Maulana Shah Fazl Ahmad Amrohi and Maulana Shah Gul Muhammad Qadri rahimahumallahu ta'ala, and he completed Dars Nizami at the tender age of 19 and practiced writing fatawa for a year. Subhanallah. This was his short introduction as to how was his educational life. And during his educational life, subhanallah, first of all, his father had the children, meaning his siblings that were older than him. They were the Hufaz of the Holy Quran, and they all passed away. But when Maulana Naimuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was born, his father took an oath and he reserved him for the service of deen, subhanallah. He made him waqf for the service of deen, and he dedicated him to the deen of Islam. And subhanallah, this great scholar of Islam then went on to become Sadrul Afazil. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he authored his first book by the name of Al-Kalimatul Ulya لعلاي علم المصطفى at the age of 20 on the topic of علم غيب of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when this book was presented to Imam Ahl Sunnat Ala Hazrat Shah Imam Hazrat Khan alayhi rahmatul rahman, he said that it is an excellent and remarkable book, and this at this young age, and still he wrote such a great book containing such beautiful proofs, is an evidence of the author being intelligent and skillful. Subhanallah. Hazrat Allama Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi rahimahullah then had the privilege of visiting the blessed court of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma for the first time. And how he got to meet Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, that's also, mashallah, there is some background to it. And it is mentioned that he had never met Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma. But although he had never met him, he was deeply inspired by Ala Hazrat. And he had deep devotion for him. Why? Because he was aware of the work of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, his books, his articles that he would write, his fatwa that he would write, defending the integrity of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, defending the integrity of Islam. And some of the writings of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat would make its way to the newspapers, and articles would be written and it would be published in the magazines. So one of the newspapers where he used to receive the works of Ala Hazrat, you know, a glimpse of the works of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, and he would really praise it, and he was moved by the great work of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma. And therefore he had deep devotion to him, although he had never met him up until that time. And one day he saw that some of the deviants, they had written words against Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma in the newspaper. And he, in the same newspaper, he wrote an article going to defend the writing of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, the person whom he had never met. So yes, this love and devotion was for the sake of Allah. And what the hadith says? The hadith says, مَنَ حَبَّ لِلَّهِ وَأَبْغَضَ لِلَّهِ وَعَاطَى لِلَّهِ وَمَنَعَ لِلَّهِ فَقَدْ إِسْتَكْمَلَ الْإِيمَانِ. The one who loves someone for the sake of Allah, the one who harbors hatred against someone for the sake of Allah, the one who gives for the sake of Allah, and the one who withholds for the sake of Allah, that person has perfected and completed his faith. Subhanallah. And this is, mashallah, under this beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he had this trait of following the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, of loving someone for the sake of Allah. And his love for Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma was for the sake of Allah. And when Sayyidi Ala Hazrat came to know about the rebuttal that Hazrat Allama Mufti Naimuddin Muradabadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali had written in the newspaper defending the writing of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, he wanted to meet him. So he wrote to someone of his acquaintance in the city of Muradabad that please go and pay him my regards, meaning pay Mufti Naimuddin Muradabadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali my regards, and then ask him that I would love to meet him. So next time when you're visiting Bareilly Sharif, you can bring him along. So when for the first time when Hazrat Allama Mufti Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he met Ala Hazrat, he was really moved, greatly moved by his beautiful personality. And after that, without fail, he would visit Sayyidi Ala Hazrat every month. Subhanallah. Yes, that was the attraction in the personality of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma. So much so that Sayyidi Ala Hazrat gave him his khilafah and gave him also the title of Sadrul Afazil. Yes, this title was given to him by Imam Ahl Sunnat Imam Hirza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman. Inshallah, we will explore more about this wonderful personality of Islam after we go and listen to a beautiful kalam in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this kalam is written by Hudur Mufti Azim Mahim rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
As-salam ya Nabi, as-salam ya Nabi, as-salam ya Nabi, ya Nabi, ya السلام يا نبي السلام يا نبي السلام يا نبي يا نبي السلام
رب کے پیارے راج دلارے تم ہو ہمارے ہم ہیں تمہارے رب کے پیارے راج دلارے تم ہو ہمارے ہم ہیں تمہارے اے دامان رحمت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام
السلام یا نبی السلام یا نبی السلام یا نبی یا نبی السلام یا نبی السلام یا نبی السلام یا نبی یا نبی السلام
دے دیے تم کو اپنے خزانے رب عزت رب علانے دے دیے تم کو اپنے خزانے رب عزت رب علانے دونوں جہاں کی نعمت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام السلام علی
مصطفی مصطفی منبع للصفا سید الانبیاء مشعل فی الوفا کان فی یدفیه للیتامى دفا
مصطفی مصطفی منبع للصفا سید الانبیاء مشعل فی الوفا کان فی یدفیه لليتامى دفا حن قلبي له فاض شوقا إلي ليس أرجو سوى شربة من يدي الصلاة علي والسلام علي لسماء ارتقى فأتى بالنقى وغدا وجهه نيرا مشرقا وغدا وجهه نيرا مشرقا عرش علا پر رب نے بلایا اپنا جلوہ خاص دکھایا ہے سفارا سب حور و ملک اور غلمہ خلد سجاتے گئے ایک دھوم گئے عرش اعظم پر مہمان خدا کے آتے ہیں عرش علا پر رب نے بلایا اپنا جلوہ خاص دکھایا خلوت والے جلوت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام
قمرون 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 سیدنا النبی قمرون وجمیل سیدنا النبی وجمیل
وكف المصطفى كالورد نادي
الله الله
وعطرها يبقى إذا مست أيادي
الله الله
وكف المصطفى كالورد نادي
الله الله
وعطرها يبقى إذا مست أيادي
الله الله
وأمن بالغ كل العباد وأمن بالغ كل العباد وأمن بالغ كل العباد حبيب الله يا خير البرايا
قمرون 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 سيدنا النبي قمرون وجميل سيدنا النبي وجميل
بو جهل العين كلمة پڑتا دیکھا ہی نہیں اس نے شاہا سمت نبی بو جہل گیا آقا سے اس نے یہ کہا گر ہو نبی بتلاؤ ذرا میری مٹھی میں ہے کیا سمت نبی بو جہل گیا آقا سے اس نے یہ کہا گر ہو نبی بتلاؤ ذرا میری مٹھی میں ہے کیا آقا کا فرمان ہوا اور فضل رحمان ہوا مٹھی سے کنکر بولا لا الہ الا اللہ
حسبی ربی جل اللہ ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ نور محمد صلی اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ
بو جہل العین کلمہ پڑھتا دیکھا ہی نہیں اس نے شاہا لاکھوں سلام
مولایا صلی وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا ربي صلي علي يا ربي سلم علي يا ربي صلي علي صلوات الله علي مولاي صلي وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم خواب میں اپنا جلوہ دکھاؤ نوری کو تم نوری بناؤ خواب میں اپنا جلوہ دکھاؤ نوری کو تم نوری بناؤ اے چمکیلی رنگت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام
السلام علیک یا رسول اللہ السلام عليك يا حبيبي يا نبي الله السلام عليك يا رسول الله السلام عليك يا حبيبي يا نبي الله يا رسول الله
رقت عيناي شوقا ولطيبة ذرفت عشقا فأتيت إلى حبيبي فاهدأ يا قلب ورفقا صلي على محمد
السلام عليك يا رسول الله السلام عليك يا حبيبي يا نبي الله السلام عليك يا رسول الله السلام عليك يا حبيبي يا نبي الله يا رسول الله
أنت نور الله فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا علاك قدرا يا ختام الأنبياء أيها المختار فينا زادنا الحب حنينا جئتنا بالخير دينا يا ختام المرسلين يا حبيبي يا رسول الله يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وسلم. Welcome back dear viewers. Alhamdulillah, we were listening to this melodious kalam. As-salam ya Nabi, as-salam ya Nabi, as-salam ya Nabi, ya Nabi, as-salam. Subhanallah, by our brother Sabtar. And now reverting back to our topic of discussion, and that is the blessings of Sadrul Afazil alayhi rahmah. We discussed how well versed he was in Islamic sciences, but do we know he was also well versed in other sciences as well, such as astronomy and in particular, medical science. He was a qualified doctor, subhanallah, and he studied this art of medicine, this knowledge and science of medicine from Hakim Faiz Ahmed Amrohwi. And he grasped over Islamic sciences. Likewise, he had deep grasp over the medical science. And generally, he would find out, he would diagnose the patient just by looking at their face, subhanAllah. And at times, he would also check for diagnosis and check their pulse. And that's how he would know the diagnosis, the medical diagnosis, subhanAllah. And he was, alhamdulillah, one of the experts in the field. He was also someone who knew how to make medicine from different ingredients. And those people who would qualify from his idara, from his institute that he had built to teach students the knowledge of deen, those students would also be well versed in the medical science. And alhamdulillah, he had benefited the ummah at a very large length through his expertise and knowledge of medicine, mashallah. And he would treat people free of cost for the sake of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for their sake. Ameen. Bijahin nabiyil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Huzur Sadrul Afazil ahli rahmah, whose murid he was, it is a very interesting story. So he was looking for a kamil piro murshid. And in the search of a perfect piro murshid, he went to the court of Hazrat Shahji Muhammad Sher Mia rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, to the city of Pilibhit, where Hadrat Shah Sahib rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he received him well, and he alhamdulillah bestowed upon him love and affection. And then he told Sadrul Afazil alayhi rahma that in Muradabad you have Maulana Sayyid Gul Muhammad Qadri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and I want to go to Muradabad and I want to meet him. And for the purpose that you have arrived here, meaning to become murid, your part of spirituality is there, not here. And therefore, Sadrul Afazil Ali Rahma, he went back to Muradabad and he, alhamdulillah, became the murid of Maulana Sayyid Gul Muhammad Qadri Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. And therefore, his spiritual portion that was there, it was by the other person, and this great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he recognized, and this is the spiritual world which we may not really understand, but mashallah, these buzurgane deen, they teach us. And it is important to affiliate ourselves with a perfect and kamil piro murshid who follows the sharia, who is a great alim-e-deen, who can guide you on the path of Islam. And mashallah, in this regard, in our time, we have His Eminence Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatum al-Aliya, who is a perfect Piro Murshid, Kamil Piro Murshid, who can guide you and connect you to Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. And do we know the service of Hazrat Allama Sadrullah Fazil Ali Rahma to the Quran? We all know that this world famous translation of Kanzul Iman was authored by His Eminence Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma on the request of his Khalifa and his student Huzur Sadru Sharia Ali Rahma. But how did the translation of Kanzul Iman came into the world of publication? How was it published in the press? And for that, alhamdulillah, Hazrat Sadrullah Fazil Ali Rahma, he set up a new, brand new press in Muradabad. And he brought the manuscript of Kanzul Iman Sharif. He had all the people with sound belief working towards the publication of Kanzul Iman Sharif. And for this, he had instructed all the people who are working, who are writing, who are doing the manuscript, meaning preparing it for publication. They were all instructed by him to be in the state of wudu. Even the person who is binding it, he must be also in the state of wudu, subhanAllah. And in this manner, with great pride, Kanzul Iman was published. And not only Kanzul Iman, but it was published with the hashiya, with the footnotes, the tafsir of Hazrat Allama Naimuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala, which we know as Khazainul Irfan. Even today, whenever you will see Kanzul Iman, the copy of Kanzul Iman, most often it will come with the hashiya and the footnotes of Hazrat Allama Sadrullah Fazil Ali Rahma by the name of Khazainul Irfan. And Your Dawat Islami has also published this beautiful tarjama and tafsir in Urdu. And if you look at the title, is Kanzul Iman Ma'a Khazainul Irfan. SubhanAllah, it goes together. They're like lazim and malzum. They go hand in hand, subhanAllah. On one hand, you are getting to understand the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the translation of it. And on the other hand, you get to understand the complete meaning of a particular ayah in the light of the translation of Kanzul Iman. SubhanAllah. And Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, he would often consult with Sadrullah Fazil Ali Rahma. And there have been many times that Sadrullah Fazil Ali Rahma will advise Sayyidi Ala Hazrat to make some changes in his books. And he, Ala Hazrat, would accept and respect his advice, and he would change those writings in his own book by the advice of Huzur Sadrullah Fazil Ali Rahma. This is how he had deep respect for his Khalifa, Hazrat Allama Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. He is a Sayyid, mashallah. He is Awlad Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So that respect was also preserved by Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma. And Allama Sadrullah Fazil, he was a great teacher as well. And he had many students. Some of the students, mashallah, we will reveal their names. And you would see these were his students, mashallah. If this is the caliber of his students, what would be the caliber of their teacher? Sharih Bukhari Ali Rahma. He said that, I had many teachers, but truly two of them were the greatest of all. Huzur Sadru Sharia, number one, Huzur Sadru Sharia, and the second was Huzur Sadru Lafazil Ali Rahma, subhanAllah. And Sadru Lafazil Ali Rahma, he would teach the knowledge of hadith, and he had complete grasp over it. And the students would say that the way he would teach a book, you would get the impression that he is the author of that book, subhanAllah. The way he would understand, and then he would explain the concepts that are mentioned in his particular book. And he had a deep understanding of the science of astronomy. This is the science through which the salah timing and the qibla direction at times is determined, subhanAllah. We call it ilmu tawqeet or ilmu al-hay'a at times. And these are the sciences in which he had deep grasp, subhanAllah. He would also teach his students. He would even make the graph, and he would draw certain planets and their position and so on and so forth. Very intricate matter, which is hard to understand and to grasp. And he was an expert in this field. Subhanallah. And when it comes to his verdicts, Islamic verdicts, he would also write Islamic verdicts and would answer the questions that would come to his court. Any Islamic query that would come, most of the times, because he had such a deep understanding of Islamic law, most often he wouldn't need to refer to a book in order to answer certain Islamic queries. And mashallah, most of the time he would answer those questions from memory, and those answers were always correct. Subhanallah, these were the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he was also a calligrapher, and his writing, he was very beautiful, and he would even teach his students how to write in different rasmul khat, meaning different fonts and calligraphy, in the Urdu and Arabic calligraphy, subhanallah. And as we mentioned, that he had a deep hand, he has his hand in the publication of Kanzul Iman. And mashallah, Yo Dawat Islami has taken it to another level of spreading the tarjama and the translation of Kanzul Iman with the tafsir of Khazanul Irfan. And Dawat Islami has published it in the physical copy as well. As mashallah, it is available in the digital form as well, in the PDF form. Together with that, you also get the app on Android and iOS. And besides that, you also have the desktop application, yes, for your PCs, for your Windows, that alhamdulillah, that is also developed by the IT Majlis of Yo Dawat Islami, mashallah. And it is available to download from the website of Dawat Islami. So yes, if you weren't aware of it up until now, now is the time, inshallah, azza wa jal, to acquaint yourself with this beautiful writing and the translation of Kanzul Iman of the Holy Quran, and together with that, the tafsir of Khazanul Irfan. And mashallah, Kanzul Iman has been made available to you in English language now by the efforts of Ustazul Ulama, Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah. And mashallah, he has written a beautiful translation of Kanzul Iman in English. And together with that, he also has worked on a beautiful tafsir of the Holy Quran in English language. And mashallah, Hazrat Allama Mufti Naimuddin Muradabadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, he would also debate with those enemies of Islam and would defend the dignity of Islam, subhanallah. And there have been many instances where he would encourage people to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and upon his encouragement, people would start to keep beards and adopt the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam into their daily lives. And mashallah, he was also a person whose qira'ah, whose Quran recitation was wonderful. He would recite the Holy Quran in the most appropriate manner, keeping into consideration the laws of the recitation of the Holy Quran. Yes, and this is a field altogether on its own, how to properly articulate the words of the Holy Quran, how to articulate each letter of the Holy Quran. This is a science. And we all need to learn it, because it is part of Fard Ulum. This is the knowledge that is obligatory upon us, because we can't afford to read Quran incorrectly. And if we don't know how to recite Quran properly, Dawat Islami has set up institutes. Balighan classes are there, where if you're an adult, then inshallah join these Balighan classes, the adult classes of Madrasatul Madina, away, alhamdulillah, on a weekly basis, sometimes on a daily basis, different centers of Dawat Islami, the Muballighin will teach you the proper way of articulating the letters of the Holy Quran, and then how to join them together, where to stop, where not to stop. And all of these, alhamdulillah, these are sciences related to the articulation of the words of the Holy Quran, the divine speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It cannot be taken lightly. It is mentioned that later in his life, Hazrat Allama Mufti Naimuddin Muradabadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he was affected by an ailment, by a disease, And this disease is very, very much known in today's world. More and more people are getting affected by it, and that is diabetes. So he has, the time he was diagnosed with diabetes, he had some health issues, and due to that, he could no longer perform imamat and be the imam. So he had chosen his student, and the student said that, I had learned Quran, my father taught me the proper way of reciting Quran, and besides that, I also learned how to recite Quran in a classroom setup. But still, when Sadrul Afazil wanted to appoint me as an imam, he would spend nights with me correcting my recitation of the Holy Quran. Once he was satisfied that my Quran recitation was now perfect, then only he appointed me as an imam. Subhanallah, look at the care that he would take, subhanallah, in preserving the recitation of the Holy Quran. And mashallah, Hudrat Sadrul Afazil Ali Rahmah, he has written many books. He is the author of many books, including Khazainul Irfan, which we just discussed. Other books of him, alhamdulillah, he has written over 20 books. And some of these are mentioned here. Na'imul Bayan fi Tafsir al-Quran. This is another tafsir of the Holy Quran that he has written. And the book which Ala Hazrat has prayed, that is written by him. And sometimes we see Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala, his student, making reference to this book, Al-Kalimatul Uliya li'ilai ilm al-Mustafa. Another beautiful and remarkable book that he has written, which is published by Yo Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah, is Sawanihi Karbala. And all the authentic narrations regarding the Battle of Karbala has been mentioned in this beautiful book. Sirat Sahaba, he has also written. He has written a beautiful book, a research article, At-Tahqiqat Lidafi Talbisat. He has also written a book regarding the Milad of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by the name of Irshadul Anam fi Mahfil Lil Maulud Wal Qiyam. Another book of Aqaid, Islamic beliefs, which he has written, which is published by Yo Dawat Islami, is Kitabul Aqaid. Zadul Haramain is another book, Al Muwalat, Gulbun Gharib Nawaz. This is about the biography of Sayyidina Gharib Nawaz, rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. And he has written one book in of history in Hindi language by the name of Prachin Kal. He has written the Sharh of Bukhari, although it wasn't completed. The name of the book is Sharh al-Bukhari. And he has also written another book on the logic, on the subject of logic, Sharh al-Qutbi, Qutbi Tasawurat Tafdiqat. These are the books that are taught in Dars Nizami during Alim course. And he has written a commentary on that, subhanallah. Riyaz al-Na'im, this is the, mashallah, the Diwan, you can say, the Kalam and the Natiya Kalam, the Hamd, the Manaqib, that he has composed in the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the praise of the beloveds of Allah, the awliya Allah. And this book is named Riyaz-e-Na'im. And another book he has written on the subject of Isal al-Sawab, forwarding reward to the Muslims. And this book is named Kashful Hijab an Masaili Isal al-Sawab. And another book he has written is Faraidun Nur fi Jaraidil Qubur. MashaAllah. These are some of the wonderful works of this great personality, subhanallah. And he was also the great personality who would often and always make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, the awliya Allah, one of the ways to recognize awliya Allah is that they are always engrossed in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it is evident from his Khazainul Irfan when he does the tafsir of the Holy Quran. In the particular ayah, Ala inna awliya Allahi, this ayah, under this ayah he has written that awliya Allah, those who are always witnessing the divine manifestations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wherever they see the qudrat of Allah in everything, and they make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he was one of those personalities who would always make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether he is sitting, standing, going anyway, he would always recite, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil, ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. And during the time that he was ill, And just few days before his demise, he would always recite the Kalima Shahada, Ashadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Subhanallah. This was such a great personality who was always engrossed in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he sadly passed away from this world, leaving behind so many great ulama, subhanallah. We will speak about it just in a bit. And for now, we go and listen to a beautiful clip and nasiha by our brother, Hafiz Kalim Attari, Hafizahullah. And this is regarding a beautiful nasiha that we should sit with the poor. Yes, we shouldn't always make the habit of sitting with those affluent people and rub shoulders with the affluent people, but we should also sit with the poor community of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and bond with them. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed me and you, and he said, adopt humbleness and sit with the destitute, sit with the impoverished people. You will become lofty people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, people of Allah with great ranks, and you will gain salvation. You will be free from arrogance. So if you show humbleness, you sit with the masakeen, those who are destitute, those who don't have anything, then this will bring you closer to Allah. You will gain a great rank in the court of Allah. And what else are we told? You will gain freedom, salvation from takabbur. Arrogance will not come close to you. But how many of us do this? What happens is, we want to rub shoulders with the elite, people who are wealthy and affluent, people who have maqam in society. We want to be seen with them. That's the problem. How can we, ma'adallah, sit with the masakin? This is the mentality today. People think like this. And they show it through their amal as well, that they will accept the invitation of a wealthy person without even thinking twice. They'll cancel their plans. I want to go to that person's invitation. But when somebody who's not well off, somebody who's not known in society, in fact, many people probably even look down on him, na'udhu billah, when that person invites you, do you go? Do you make good intentions? Do you have a hadith like this in mind? Or are we just following the rest? Are we doing as the people do? Neglect those who are poor, those who are impoverished, and we all want to be seen as those who mix with the elite. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Remember, if you show shafqa, if you show affection, if you show mercy towards those who are less fortunate, inshallah, this will bring you that maqam, which is the maqam of the elite in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this hadith has clarified that. So inshallah, make an intention to always adopt humbleness.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'ina wa sallam. Welcome back, dear viewers. Alhamdulillah, we were listening to the beautiful clip and nasiha by our brother Hafiz Kalim Attari, Hafizahullah. And mashallah, now we revert back to our discussion. And a little while ago, I had mentioned to you that inshallah, I shall discuss some of the students, great students, which were left behind by His Eminence and the great personality of Huzur Sadrul Afazil Ali Rahmah. Who are His students? When you listen to the names of His students, then you will know these are the students with what would be the caliber of the teacher himself. Amongst the students who are famously known, the ulama ikram, Allama Sayyid Abul Barakat Ahmad Qadri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, the founder of Darul Uloom Hizbul Ahnaf in Markazul Awliya, Lahore, in the city of Lahore. Another prominent name among his students is Mufassir Quran, the one who has written the commentary of the Holy Quran, Allama Sayyid Abul Hasanat Muhammad Ahmad Ashrafi, who also belongs to Markazul Awliya, Lahore. Tajul Ulama Mufti Muhammad Umar Naimi from Babul Madina, Karachi. Hakim al Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khanaimi and Faqih Azam Mufti Muhammad Nurullah Naimi and Mufti Sayyid Ghulam Mu'inuddin Naimi, who belongs to Markazul Awliya Lahore, Mufti Muhammad Hussain Naimi Sambhali, the founder of Jamia Naimiya, Markazul Awliya Lahore, and Khalifa Qutb Madina, Maulana Ghulam Qadir Ashrafi, who belongs to the place Lala Musa, and Mufti Muhammad Habibullah Naimi, who is the Shaykhul Hadith of Jamia Naimiya, Rahimahumullah Ta'ala, Subhanallah. These are the great personalities who were the students of His Eminence, Huzur Sadrul Afazil Ali Rahma, and Huzur Sharih Bukhari Mufti Shariful Haq Amjadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala was also a student of His Eminence, Sadrul Afazil Ali Rahma. So these are the students, the great students who have, mashallah, served the deen in different parts of the world, who are the asatiza and the teachers of many of our contemporary ulama and the senior ulama, subhanallah. They were the students and they were taught at the feet of Huzur Sadrul Afazil Ali Rahma. There's a beautiful account after his demise, that once Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala, his student, he went for Hajj Baytullah. He went to make Hajj. And when he was in Madina Munawwara, he saw Huzur Sadrul Afazil Alayhi Rahma near the golden chamber of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam amongst the crowd that was present there. He says that I didn't want to make a noise and go and disturb the people, and go and meet him. So I waited. After presenting my salat and salam in the court of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I came out and I looked and searched for my ustaz Sadrul Afazil Ali Rahma. But then I couldn't find him. And then I went to the Qutb Madina, Maulana Sayyid Ziauddin Madani, Damat Barakatum La Aliya. And I met many personalities there, but I couldn't find Huzur Sadrul Afazil Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi there. And I was surprised and I couldn't understand. I was confused as to where would he be? Where could he have gone so quickly? And after a little while, I visited Muradabad. And when I came there, then only I learned that it was the same day and around the same time Huzur Sadrul Afazil Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali had passed away. Meaning, the moment he passed away, his soul, first of all, his soul goes in the presence of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for reciting Salat and Salam in the glorious court of the beloved Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then everything was understood by Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, and he also understood the deep devotion of Huzur Sadrul Afazil to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam through this miracle of his. And the shayar very beautifully says that Madine ka musafir Hind se pahuncha Madine mein, kadam rakhne ki naubat bhi na aayi thi safine mein. Yes, if there is a will, there is a way. If your devotion is true, inshallah, you'll be blessed with the ziyarat of the Rauda Mubarakah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil. Ameen. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.